Jim Taylor on the RFD Radio Network, our weekly IHSA segment for Town and Country Partners. We hook up with Patrick Lower from Whiteside County, the head coach of the Fulton Steamers. We always like to talk about rural roots. And Patrick Lower grew up on a farm in Mercer County in Aledo, and I think played basketball maybe in a barnyard. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We grew up just take a left at the 4 mile corner outside there of Aledo, and we had a basketball hoop on our barn. It was attached, so sometimes you had to scoop some of the cow patties out of the way in order to be able to dribble on it. But we grew up on the farm and had great memories out there. We lived in the country until I was in fourth grade, so the first 10 years of my life, and then we moved into the metro of Aledo.
Yeah, it's funny you say take a left at the 4 mile corner. I know a lot of our rural audience can say, well, yeah, you take a right at Casey's and you probably wind up at a baseball field. That's true in Aledo.
Yeah, that's right. Rural people know things more than names of streets and all that. They just say take a left here and take a left there and at old Blind Charlie's or something like that. I remember hearing that a long time ago. But yeah, those kind of things are what makes, you know, rural areas and communities special.
All right. Tell us about a Friday night at Fulton High School.
Well, it's a really nice atmosphere. It's a lot like what you have here at Mercer County, and I think that's why I like it up there so much. We've got very good support. We've had a pretty good run of success the last few years, and that's always a good thing too for a small community. But you know, Friday nights, you're the only show in town when you have a home game, and we travel pretty darn well. Our conference is a very good conference, deep in tradition, and a lot of trophies and trophy cases and plaques for deep playoff runs. So it's, you know, the thing you know about at Fulton, whether we're home or away, that the game's going to be a struggle. It's going to be four quarters of physical football and a lot of fun.
All right. I know the big issue with the season starting August 6th is not necessarily the games this year. That's a big part of it. But I know a lot of conversation about district scheduling, and one of your friends and classmates is on the IHSA Football Advisory Committee, Jeremy Adolfson from Monmouth Roseville. District scheduling. And the IHSA potentially scheduling at least, I think I've heard, anywhere from six or seven of the nine regular season games. What do you hear about that? What do you think about that?
Well, what I hear about it is that it's gaining steam, and we talked about it as a group of coaches down at the football clinic in Champaign back in April, and I talked to Jeremy off to the side there down there, and just kind of like what he said, it's kind of gaining steam, and probably more than ever, there's a possibility of it. It's nice from the standpoint of, the way I feel about it is, if we're going to make the playoffs and play schools our size, then we should play schools our size the whole year to see if we're good enough to play schools our size. I've never really quite understood when we're playing schools two, three times the size of our school, which we do in a couple cases this year, maybe three, as many as three, that we're getting tested against schools of 600 to maybe even get into a playoff where we can play schools that are our size, which is less than 300 kids.
Right. The other issue facing small schools is the player limitation that's going to go into effect in 2019. And that equates to one play equals one game, and you can't play more than one game a night. That's going to have a significant impact on small schools like Fulton. Is that, what about that?
Yeah, you know, that's one of those things where I think it's a good thing, and I think most coaches, probably 99% of your coaches right now, if they do have the schedule like what we do in our conference, where we have a fresh soft game followed by a varsity game, you know, if we have players in the sophomore game playing both sides of the football and they dress varsity, they're only dressing varsity to play a few plays on special teams here or there, so they're not really playing two full games. I think a lot of coaches use common sense with that. If you do have a player that's going to play a majority of varsity, then they're just going to be varsity players. But I think what we'll have to do in our conference especially is have to go to a fresh soft game maybe on a Monday night and then play one game varsity on Friday night, and maybe they call it, I think, a curtain raiser, a freshman game or something possibly before that. But we'll do whatever they need us to do. You know, player safety's at the forefront of everything, and we'll definitely understand and abide by any rule they make. But we'll just have to adjust accordingly, and if we, you know, we'll be able to do that.
All right. Football coach in the fall, you're a basketball official in the winter. I know I talked to, I think, Sam Knox with the IHSA just a couple of weeks ago. 14,000 officials in 2010, 12,000 in leading up 2018. So if you talk to a basketball coach, maybe they should think about being a football official or a baseball umpire or follow your lead. What about that from a coaching standpoint, looking at officiating another sport? It looks like it works for you.
Yeah, I've absolutely loved it. You know, there's a lot of benefits to it. You get to see these kids in a different light. A lot of times when I'm on the basketball floor, I see kids and I realize, well, that's the kid that burned us for a touchdown, or that's the kid that's so dang fast. But, you know, from personally, you know, you're still part of the game. You're still involved in high school athletics, and we need as many people as we possibly can, especially younger guys. We've got a lot of guys getting up there in age, you know, and I start calling officials now, younger officials. I mean, I'm starting to call them kids, so I'm starting to get up there in age as well. But it's a great way to make a little extra money. And the best thing is you're still involved with the kids, and you're still mentoring from just a different bit of an angle. The nice thing about basketball for me is if I don't have a game that night, I don't have a practice, a 2.5 hour practice after school. So you have your nights off and you can kind of set your own schedule. But I would definitely encourage as many people out there as possible that love the game and maybe can't play it anymore to strongly encourage them to get on the IHSA.org and become an official. And it's a great way to stay involved.
All right. Patrick Lohr is the head football coach at Fulton High School. Also basketball official that has worked 3 state tournaments. He's been our guest on the RFD Radio Network and Town and Country Partners. I'm Jim Taylor for the RFD Radio Network.